I know that guy that was in the shop here a couple weeks ago when we were talking about a radio, he was big into it. I think I mentioned it to you, and he said they pull from a pool of like 430 questions, but the test isn't that long. So there's a lot of variations of what questions you could actually get stuck with.
WSUY 842.
QZJ969. Hey, Josh, let's give a couple-minute break in case somebody else wants to use a repeater, and then we will come back, okay?
Copy that.
Hey, real simple about that pool. The question pool that's out there is the question pool. For the technician, the 35 question is going to be those questions. So if you're studying the current exam, that's the exam that goes out to the VEs when they do their test. So, best I know, I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure, like back in the old days, the VEs administered a test that was already pre-configured from the pool. And they would change that pool once in a great while, but it's not that big of a deal.
You said it's only 35 questions?
For the technician, yes.
Well, that doesn't seem too bad. I think I can probably manage that.
There's a website and there's apps that are free that'll help you get on there. Just about every ham out there wants more hams. So people are developing stuff to get you to pass that test easier. It is, you know, I'm a broadcast engineer, and I'm studying my general because the questions are wackadoodle on the general that get me, you know, what band can you do this and that on, stuff like that. I got an FM station that I take care of, so it's going to be the same thing all the time. And use process of elimination also, you know, if they say on 2 meters, the repeater offset is going to be XXX, or a AA battery is 1.5 volts, a 9-volt battery is 9 volts. I mean, it's not going to be that stupidly easy, but some of the questions really are. Process of elimination.
Okay. I appreciate the input. Like I say, I haven't done any ham anything. I started the GMRS radio probably maybe 3 months ago. Finally got my base station tuned in, and I'm mobile right now. I finally got this tuned in and working fairly well too. So I'm just getting to where I'm comfortable with that. So I'll be starting the ham here shortly.
Well, I mean, we got somebody else on the radio also. So the biggest thing about ham radio and GMRS radio is etiquette is identical. You know, I've been listening for a long time to get a talk. I got a good laugh out of some of that stuff, which is why we're listening to this anyways. When I listen to stuff, because, you know, it's boring. Though sometimes things are boring, and you're like, wrap it up already. But, so what? It's a public system that's been put on by a group of great gentlemen who've made it wonderful for us to communicate long ranges on even handheld radios. And I'm very appreciative to the MIA crew, which I've known those guys. Well, I've known a few of those guys for a lot of years, man. But anyway, we'll give it to the other fellow that's out there. This is Travis, WSUY842. I've got a radio, GMRS and ham radio shop out in Owasso, Michigan.
Did you say Owasso, Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sitting in Walmart right now. I'm on the Flint repeater. I actually live up north, but I'm down here working. Whereabouts is your shop at? I used to live down here, so I'm pretty familiar with it.
203 West Main Street. I also bought the Radio Shack and the cell phone company out there.
What are your hours of operation over there?
11:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. you can have valuable customer service and knowledgeable staff.
Yeah, you don't have to try and sell me that hard. I'll probably swing in anyways.
Yeah, sorry, my apologies to the gentleman that's out there on the kit. I've been doing a ton of research on my military radio collection. I think I'm going to sell out my prick radios. I've been working really hard on building a 6-meter repeater just so I could use them, and then I went over to eBay and found out that they're, like, gold. So, off they go. But we have very nice amateur / GMRS UHF antennas. I have those made in China. I'm not going to lie. We import those. They come with everything you want. They come with mounting hardware, the whole nine yards. I have a B&A kit over there that does an analyzer, and it maps the antenna's good points. So it's super sexy in ham radio UHF, and it's wonderful sexy in UHF GMRS. We got all kinds of other stuff. We got mobiles, handhelds, negotiables, everything you can imagine.
Is there any chance you were on, was it Sunday, maybe? I think I talked to a guy that had a shop. It was breaking in and out, but I might have been talking to you if you were on.
Probably.
Well, you piqued my interest. I this has turned into an addiction, so I will probably stop in there this week yet.
It sounds good. We also have hand microphones for the Bofangs, the Kuiswang, the pretty much the everythings, and we carry a wide variety of stuff. I'm getting more and more stuff in daily. We're a service center as well. We repair radios. I'm trying to teach my other guy there who's good at soldering. I'm trying to teach him the aspect of radio repair. I do the alignments, and I tell him how to solder up for me, and he does all that. But he hasn't gotten the graces of the ceramic screwdrivers yet because we're going to start realigning some radios. I do a lot of Motorola adjustments and put Motorolas on GMRS or handband.
Yeah, no, I will definitely swing in there. That's interesting. We don't have, up where we're at, we don't have anybody that has a shop for that. I didn't even know there were any around, really.
Yeah, well, without being a UHF pig, I'll head it to the other station that's out there. I'm sure his finals have cooled down by now. This is WSCY 842. Name's Travis. And I'll pass it to the other gentleman who's sitting on the side.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
QZJ969. Travis, that sounds super interesting. So, Josh, when you swing over there, you need to make a good mental list of things, especially his military comms equipment.
Are we thinking maybe a day off work and a field trip?
Well, potentially, but if you're going to be down there, I mean, hey.
I understand. I know exactly what you're getting at. I will keep my eyes peeled and make record for you.
FYI, most of my military good stuff is at my QTH, or better known as my house. That's that Q code. You're going to have that on your ham exam. The Q codes are good to learn. Don't worry about the Morse code. It's gone. But your Q codes, you want to know those. And your phonetics. It might ask you a phonetics question, but I don't think they do anymore. I was a ham back. I started ham radio in early 96. So, but I've got 77, 25, tank radio, 50 watt. VHF and other stuff. I've got PRC 127s, PRC. I do have a bunch of PRCs at the shop that are handheld VHF. And then I have 68s. I got those at the shop. And I think what else is that?